This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state legislature's last-minute passage of a bill creating new penalties for fentanyl is getting mixed reviews. Denver's mayor says lawmakers may have to tweak the policy next year. The mayor of Colorado Springs wants the governor to veto the bill and call a special session to start over. For his part, Governor Polis says even critics should see it as progress.
This bill is a big step forward. Additional criminal penalties for dealers, for possession. But just as importantly, the tools we need to save lives around detection and testing and drug treatment.
Critics in law enforcement say the bill does not give prosecutors enough power to go after people caught with fentanyl, while justice reformers complain it criminalizes addiction. Another bill heading to the governor says schools will no longer be able to handcuff students except in extreme circumstances. It says parents must be notified whenever their child is restrained. Districts will have to report how frequently they use those discipline practices and whether there are racial disparities. State lawmakers have earmarked $30 million for CDOT's statewide Mustang transit service. Danny Katz with the Colorado Public Interest Research Group says the funding boost means buses will be able to run more often along busy highways like Interstate 70 and 25.
And that should see an even bigger bump in ridership and give people real options to get around our state without always having to drive.
The plan also includes funds to make public transit free statewide during parts of the summer ozone season. This is CPR News and KRCC.